And 6:06, it is clear, a nippy 18 degrees this morning in Tulsa. We're expecting a high today of 41. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Both Oklahoma senators vote in favor of legislation to avoid the fiscal cliff of across-the-board tax increases and major spending cuts to the Pentagon and domestic agencies. The U.S. House followed suit late last night. Senator Tom Coburn says he's pleased the measure prevents the massive tax increases. He told MSNBC that failure to communicate is what got us in this mess.
We won't actually talk about the issues that are most important to solving our problem.
U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe says the deal is not perfect, but that he's pleased the legislation makes permanent the tax cuts passed under the Bush 2 administration. Bartlesville school officials say additional security measures are in place as students return to classes today after the holidays. Bartlesville Public School officials say police officers will be stationed in schools and classroom doors will have improved locks. The school reviewed its security plans after 18-year-old Sammy Chavez was arrested in an alleged plot to kill students before Christmas. Now that the new year has arrived, school safety will be a hot topic in Oklahoma. Oklahoma Senate President Pro Tem Brian Bingaman of Sapulpa says that conversation must include mental health programs.
Make sure that we're doing everything possible and in the mental health area to recognize that this is an issue along that's part of the school security issue.
A special committee was appointed by Governor Fallon to examine the issue last month following the schoolhouse shootings in Connecticut. It has been a decade since Oklahoma approved right to work. Those industry jobs that had been promised have yet to arrive. In fact, manufacturing jobs in the state have declined by a third since Right to Work passed.
We've lost Bridgestone, Firestone, we lost General Motors, we've lost Gulfstream, we lost Fleming. The list is long on as far as manufacturing and wholesale type employers.
That is Jimmy Curry. He heads up the AFL-CIO in Oklahoma. The state chamber officials acknowledge the drop, but contend it would have been much worse had Right to Work not passed. Authorities say a death row inmate at the Oklahoma State Prison in McAllister has died of apparent natural causes. The Oklahoma Department of Corrections says 64-year-old Carl Myers was sentenced to death for the 1996 killing of Cindy Marzano of Broken Arrow. An old problem is new again in Oklahoma. Cattle rustling is costing the state millions. Paul Cornett is a ranger helping to advise Oklahoma farmers and ranchers on livestock protection.
Your local guy that's a doper and stealing all the stuff is hanging out around your gate. That's a clue you might want to kind of be watching and letting somebody know.
And he says it's just not cattle that are disappearing. Livestock trailers have become a hot commodity in rural Oklahoma. Oklahoma farmers want rain in the new year. 2013, however, is starting out just like 2012 on Steve Clark's farm at Burlington.
The winter wheat is hanging on. It's not going to last forever like it is, but the cooler temperatures definitely help prolong, the crop, but need a rain as soon as possible.
He says only about 0.4 of an inch of rain has landed on his crop since September. Our weather forecast, sunshine but cool today, a high of 41. Clear and cold tonight, 21 for an overnight low. National Weather Service radar this morning is all clear. Now at 6:10, it is clear and 18. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.